Sherry Stewart just sang a brand new song for us called Let Love Lead the Way. And it inspired so many thoughts within me. Because when Sherry first started out, she described being in a situation where the GPS wasn't working and she didn't know where to go, but she saw an orange sign in the distance that said, let love lead the way. And that is what my talk is about today. And it reminded me of the, there is a road over in Herndon that has an entrance to Fairfax County Parkway. And you're coming along this road and the entrance to Fairfax County Parkway is off to the right. And then there's a light there. And there used to be a sign there that said, this light does not apply to this lane. Which meant that if you were getting on the parkway, you didn't have to stop when there was a red light. And I saw that as such a powerful metaphor for being in the spiritual heart-centered lane, as opposed to being in the grounded in the material facing reality lane. And as I read this chapter, I'm talking about the chapter called The Healing Light in the book Anatomy of Healing Prayer by Ernest Holmes, which is my favorite book of all of Ernest's books and the one that I'm most likely to quote off the top of my head. So I love this book and I love that I'm getting to speak about this particular chapter. And I'm also thrilled that when Judy created the schedule for this year, she gave two talks to the chapters. So I'm speaking about this very meaty, rich chapter today, and Kaylee will be speaking of it in 2 weeks. So I didn't have to feel like I covered the whole chapter. I was able to pick out the pieces of it that powerfully spoke to me and watch, as I always do, to see what materials come to me, what quotes, what pictures, what experiences happen for me during the week that inspire the talk that I'm giving. And I'm going to start out with two quotes from Ernest Holmes, one of which was one of the daily guides from January that I heard this week. Bob and I read the daily guide and Science of Mind together every day. And it's such a gift to stay focused on this teaching every day during the year. And Holmes was quoted in that daily guide as saying, the key that unlocks the treasures of the kingdom of good is in my hand. I unlock the doorway of my consciousness and gently open it that the divine presence may flood my whole being with light, illumine my being with its radiant glow, and direct my footsteps onto the pathway of peace and joy. Illumine my being with its radiant light. That sounds like healing light to me, and it helped me realize part of what I wanted to say in this talk. And I then quote from this chapter in Anatomy of Healing Prayer, there has to be in everyone a light. There has to be in everyone a divinity that shapes his end. There is a light that exercises its authority to the level of our present perception. And that's when I really took off about what this talk was about. I wanted to talk about perception, perspective, and focus. And as I thought about the idea of light, I thought about the physics experiments that describe the fact that light is both wave and particle. And I'm really glad that Jim Thorne isn't here to criticize my science. Maybe one of our other PhDs or other erudite friends will want to correct what I'm saying about that. But as a metaphor, it really works for me about each of us are light, and each of us as individuals are both a particle, a physical human being, and a wave, the energy of spirit moving in and through and as us. So we are the light, and we are light expressing as a concrete particle, and we are light expressing as a wave of light and love and radiance in the world. And that's what Holmes was talking about, is radiating that beautiful glow that illumines our being. And so everyone has that light. And some of us have that light through a filter of fear, and some of us have that light shining brightly through a filter of grace. And so each of us is that light. Each of us has that light. It's the very essence of our being. And it's so powerful to realize that the light is here. We see it or we don't. You know, there's quotes about looking through a glass darkly and having a filter that prevents us from seeing the light in ourselves, the light in each other. But that light exists. And one of the quotes that came across this week in my email feed was from someone named John Lubbock, who was a 19th century philosopher and scientist. And he said, in this world, we do not see things as they are. We see them as we are, because what we see depends mainly on what we look for. And not only what we look for, but what we look as. Are we looking from a broader perspective? Are we looking from the eyes of source? Or are we looking with our nose against the wallpaper and not seeing the bigger picture? And I absolutely adore it when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I look at my phone and there's a quote that is exactly what I wanted to say in my talk. And that happened again this morning. Hooray. And it's a quote from Abraham. From 724-04, where they said, when people thought the world was flat, it wasn't that their thinking was distorted. The data they were collecting gave them that information. It was that they were not broadsided enough to step back far enough to see the big picture. And that's what we see with so many of you. You are so close to the reality that you are creating that you sometimes can't see the bigger picture. Seeing the bigger picture, the perception of the world we live in determines what we think, and it determines how we act and what our choices are in front of us. We choose from the possibilities that we see. And the idea that we can step back to a broader perspective, see more clearly, more fully. And I've been excited at the park this year because in the fall, somebody texted me and said, I love your bird pictures, but I wish you'd show us some pictures of the fall foliage. And it really got me to step back and look at the park from a broader perspective. Normally, I have my zoom lens focused all the way out all the time. And I'm looking for a tiny bird that I can take a picture of. But it got me to use my iPhone to take some vista pictures of the park and realize how beautiful it was to look at the sky, to look at the water, to look at the trees, and to examine the bigger picture. And then to take the zoom lens and focus more and more specifically across the water, across the woods, into the tree where the bird was sitting. And when I'm in the park, I am often in a state of joy. I heard a meditation from Charlie Curtis this weekend where he talks about bliss brain, when the chemistry of your brain comes together and the hormones mix together, dopamine and oxytocin and something else, I forget in the moment, come together to create a state of bliss. And Sherry was talking about the joy that she experiences singing. And that is the bliss brain, the creativity flowing and the music being beautiful and all of the sense of appreciation that you have in that moment when it's all coming together. And that is just so powerful. And so I'm learning to see the broader perspective at the park, because I've been taking pictures of the bigger beauty, not just the specific tiny beauty. And when I say every morning to Beloved, when I get to the park, show me the beauty, they say very dryly now, it's all beauty, Connie. It's all beauty. You can see the beauty anywhere you look. You can look at the moss and the fact that it's still green in the wintertime. You can look at the fallen leaves that are around the Carolina wren that you took pictures of and realize that you took probably 36 pictures and you were able to pick the wren out from the leaves of the same color maybe 10 times out of 36 pictures. The beauty is everywhere. But we have to look for where the beauty is in the particular picture that we're looking at. And at one time, my friend Margie said, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. And that's the light. That's the light in us. That's the light in the people we know. That's the light in the world. There is happiness and peace and beauty all around us. There's also discord and difficulty and problems, and we get to choose where do we focus. And as we focus, we add our energy to what we're focused on. We ask law of attraction to bring us more of what we're focused on. So we can ask ourselves, am I adding to the sum total of the love, the light, the joy, or am I adding to the worry and concern or anger or resentment today? And we get to choose. We have free will. And it's such a powerful thing when we choose to open our hearts and our minds. I was talking to the Beloved, and they said, what happens in your mind today conditions the world you will perceive tomorrow. I said, I thought you'd say it creates the world I experience tomorrow. And they said, it's already created. All the love, joy, health, abundance, wonder, fun, serenity you could want, it's already created. You don't have to create it. You just have to open the blinds so you can see it. I love that. And I quoted a line that I've been saying for years. It's not about creating something we're not. It's about perceiving something we already are. And B said, exactly. You've been saying that for a long time. We love that you're starting to believe it. And we laughed. I said, I love that too. It's exciting to get this glimmer of a life that's so much easier than most of us are making it. What's the bottom line here, B? And they said, just let the love flow through the crack of least resistance. Delight in the babies, the sunshine, and the rainbows. Let your heart open to whatever feels safe and good to you. As you open that one crack, you will connect to the other cracks. You'll find love streaming through places you never thought you could love. Just allow the love to flow. The love to flow. Tune to love. Focus on the babies and the rainbows and the sunshine. Focus on the beauty of whatever you can see. I see the joy in Bob when he focuses on football. Each of us have places where we get inspired. We find that connection. And finding that connection is the point. Where is it that you can see the grace, where you can feel the love, where the energy flows, and you have a sense of appreciation? I went on to talk to the beloved on a different day, and I asked beloved to talk to me about the way of love. And B said, the way of love is the dawning realization that love is omnipresent. It's delighting in every glimmer and sparkle you notice. It's remembering that all the love is centered here within you and everyone else all at once. The way of love is allowing yourself to feel deeply the presence of the beloved in your life. You are expanding your awareness into the spacious knowing that we have always been here with you, as we are here each time you pick up your pen and say, hi, B, now. The way of love is tuning to love, turning to love, noticing when you're not feeling love, and then choosing to turn back to love. I said, sometimes the way of love feels like a broad avenue where there is a street festival going on. There's music, laughter, great food, wonderful flowers, magic, and clowns. Other times it feels like a very narrow path I might step off at any moment with sharp objects I could trip over. B said, same path, different filter. The filter of fear turns a festival into an obstacle. I said, I want to enjoy the festival. I've been enjoying the festival more and more. I'm grateful for your loving care. I feel you influencing me, giving me impulses to go there and look here and listen to this, as I tap more deeply into love. We are guided to tune to love more and more as we begin to tune to love. And as we look for the light, and I was thinking about this idea of looking for the light, and a couple of quotes came to me on Facebook. It's always so wonderful when that happens. And John Lubbock, who had that other quote earlier, also said, a cheery friend is like a sunny day which sheds its brightness all around. And there is that light that radiates from people who are happy. You can see the light within them. I noticed 25 years ago, when I started working with Science Mind clients, I would be sitting with someone doing a session, and they would be talking about the things that weren't working in their lives and the things that they were upset about. And all of a sudden, they'd have a breakthrough, and their face would go from gray to golden. And it was as though somebody turned the switch and turned the light on. All of a sudden, they began to remember who they were, to let the light flow, to let the light shine, to stop being a particle and start being a wave again, to be connected with the broader perspective, and to allow their love to flow, to allow their light to flow. And another quote that I came across that just delighted me said, "I said your hair looked amazing, but what I really wanted to say was, your energy sparks a little bit of something in mine. Your smile warms my heart. And when you laugh, I just have to laugh too. It's like a bubbling stream of fresh water running through my soul. I feel like the sun is shining on me when you're near. And when I leave you, sad as it is, I feel like I've been charged, plugged into the mains for an infusion of fizz and life. But I said instead, I love your shoes. I hope you heard what I really meant." We want to tell each other, I think, that we see the light in each other, that we know the truth of who we are and who they are. And I come back all the time in my own mind. I see my license plate that says "You are light." And it reminds me of the beautiful blessing from, I remember, Union. "You are light, and light you shall remain. You have chosen to come into form. You have chosen this form. You are light, and light you shall remain." And remembering that no matter how dark we feel in any one moment, we are light, and light we shall remain. There is nothing that can put out that light. There is only the choices we make that focus on the things that don't feel good, that dim the light a little bit. But if you think of the people that when you're near them, "I feel like the sun is shining on me." Isn't it awesome to be with someone who is radiating in that moment and you feel their light? I see it in my musician friends when they play. I see the light flowing through them. I see the love that they're experiencing in their music. And the energy of what we're doing just radiates from us when we are in that space of connection, when we know who we are, when we're doing what we're inspired to do. And, you know, sometimes we force ourselves to do something when we're motivated rather than inspired, and we're not sharing a whole lot of light in that moment. We're just slogging through doing the best we can. But when we're inspired, we're like shot from guns. And I had that experience this week because it was so cold in the park. It was so cold. And yet the day it was 18 degrees with a very brisk wind and a major wind chill factor, I went to the park to see if the Hooded Mergansers were there that day. Because I feel such love when I see those birds. It inspires me and delights me. And I am inspired to go there, even when the conditions are terrible. And yesterday I went back and they weren't there because everything was iced over. But I felt so happy to be there and to see the birds that I did see. I watched the geese landing on the ice, and some of them broke through, and you could hear the tinkling sound of the ice breaking, and some just skidded along as their feet landed on the ice, and then they plopped down in a slightly less thick place. And it was so inspiring to see that. It was 14 degrees yesterday, and I wanted to be there. And I had layer after layer after layer after layer of clothing on to keep me warm, and it was worth every moment of it. One of my friends, when I posted that picture of how covered up I was, said, the Norwegians say there is no bad weather. There is only inadequate clothing for it. It's a good thing to know if you're in Norway, I guess. They need the clothing for it. Reverend Hillary could tell us about going north to see the northern lights and realizing how she had to bundle up for that. It's so powerful to recognize that we are the light. We are the love, and we get to be here to radiate it, to experience it. And I was talking to the beloved one day, and B said, what could be more important than savoring the precious moments of your life? We do. And I said, here we go again, B. It boggles the mind, my mind, that you spend all your time savoring my life. And B said, no, C, we spend all your time savoring your life. We are timeless. And we just have to realize that there is that narrow perspective, and there are increasingly broader perspectives. And so I made this analogy about the particle and the wave. And now I want to mix my metaphor and talk about the wave in the ocean rather than the wave of light, because the wave in the ocean arises and it comes to the shore and it looks like, oh, no, no, I'm going to die. I'm going to crash on the shore. And then the wave once again becomes the ocean. And so we can know ourselves to be physically present. We can know ourselves to be that wave of light. And we can know ourselves to be that ocean, to become the awareness that the way Beloved says it is, you are part of the we that we are. We are non-physical as well as physical. We are infinite as well as finite. And that energy of love and light that is the truth of who we are is transcendent of time and space. We are that wonder, that beauty, and that grace. And to be present in our lives in such a way that we consciously have a choice. Where do I focus my attention? Do I focus very specifically right here, either through a filter of grace or a filter of fear? And I can make it bad and worse, or I can make it good and better. Or do we focus more broadly as the wave of love and light that we are, feel it flow through our bodies, feel it flow through our lives, feel it flow through our relationships, feel it flow through the choices we make. Am I bringing more light to the world, or am I closing down a little? And where in my life is the love, the light flowing? Where is it flowing? And how can I spend my time in the places where it's easy to flow? Because the more we flow, the easier it gets to flow. We get ruts in our brain and bliss brain chemicals that help us flow more powerfully toward those things that bring us joy. And ultimately, to recognize that we are part of the whole ocean. We are not just this single wave, but we are the potential for the wave to arise and to fall and to arise and to fall. It is so awesome to have the inspiration to think about perspective and how it changes our perception, and how in this choice of focus, we are empowered to love our lives or to criticize them, to love each other or to criticize someone. The beauty and harmony and grace is always here. The light is always here. You are light. Yes, you are. That's the real you. You are light. Yes, you are. And that's the deepest truth. And just breathing into that and feeling that, allowing yourself to know the truth of who you are, is the greatest gift that you can give yourself, but it's also the greatest gift you can give to the world. Because as you own the truth of your own being, then you become more and more powerful in making choices that allow you to share that beauty. And Beloved told me over and over again, you don't have to publish these books. Even if you never told anyone else what we were talking about, it changes the consciousness of humanity toward love. So as we make these subtle choices within ourselves, we are influencing the whole in powerful and wonderful ways. And then if we also write a song that we can share with a group of people, that takes it even further. And if we allow ourselves to love more fully today, I've been seeing pictures of several of my friends who have brand new grandbabies. And Facebook is covered with babies. And our friends, Al and Marcia, have a brand new puppy. And we saw that teacup Pomeranian last night and posted pictures of her I posted pictures on my Facebook page today. The joy of life is right here if we just focus and find it and see the light. So I encourage you today to do your best to see the light, to remember the power, to remember the love, to be the truth of who you are, for you are light, and light you shall remain. And so it is.